Reverend Lamte, thank you very much for having us this evening at your church.
It's a pleasure.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thanks.
Wonderful. So I want us to look at the impact of religion, in our context, the Christian religion, on Ghana's politics. From your perspective, what is the impact that you have seen so far? Because the country has a population approximately 70% who say they are Christians.
You know, this question is quite kind of deeper than it sounds. I'm saying deeper because then you would have to look at the positivities and the negativities, and then the purpose of the impact. But if I want to be very true with you, I can say that the impact is quite minute. Positively is minute, because we lack, you see a lot in politics claiming to be Christians. So if they are Christians, they must belong to a church. And if they belong to a church, they must have a pastor. And if they have a pastor, then they must have some spiritual guidance. But then when you hear them speak on air, when you see what they do, you end up asking, are they separating God from politics? That is where the problem is.
Let me take you back. Since I have been in this country to cover the elections, I have seen some of these politicians campaigning, literally, being given the chance to speak to the congregation, speak to the parishioners, in some instances, even preach. Are you therefore saying that the impact and their ability to try to convince the parishioners to vote for them is infinitesimal or small?
We give honor to whom honor is due, and as citizens, we must go by what the Constitution says. So if an MP comes into the church, the fear of God should be the first thing he or she must exhibit. Respect for God should be the second, and true to God should be the third. So when you are giving the platform or the podium or the pulpit to talk to the congregation, exhibit that quality. These three things I have mentioned. When you are through and you step out there, they will be monitoring you. The church members will be following you. Well, I have had some in my church, not one, not two, not three, but I am so straightforward that when you are through and you sit, that is when I will also talk to you.
Ahead of the elections, there were a lot of these men of God, as they are called, prophesying. Some say one party is going to win,
and
another said that party is going to win. This presidential candidate will win with this amount. Another says this. How does an ordinary person, perhaps a Christian or non-Christian, decipher which is correct and which is not?
You see, we have something we call exuberance. I don't want to say God didn't talk to Prophet A or he didn't talk to Prophet B because I wasn't there. But by scripture, I can tell you on authority, Ghana is just a drop in the ocean when it comes to God's plan for the world. So definitely, if God has something to say to Ghana, he will definitely say it in a way that when you hear it, your heart will be at peace, not confused.